And obviously the tussle over what is happening at the border has only escalated today. Emotions, actually both sides of the aisle wanting to do something about that border. President Trump proclaims, though, that Democrats want immigrants to infest the U.S. Think about that verb for a moment, infest. What causes an infestation? And who do you call to get rid of it? Ghostbusters? Well, no. David A. Graham, staff writer of The Atlantic, joining us live from Durham, North Carolina, has a column about that. And, yeah, the metaphors say something about the president's mindset, some say. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, as you said in your setup there, who do you call when you have an infestation? You call an exterminator, and that's the sort of language that he's using here to describe immigrants. Not just gang members, you know, and this isn't about law and order, this is about the people themselves.
And yet the White House continuously professes that it's only continuing a policy that came from other administrations, and that it's really the Congress, and particularly the Democrats, who are to blame.
Yeah, it's really confusing to follow the White House line. You have some members saying it's a good policy and they stand behind it, some saying it's not a policy, some saying it's Democrats' fault, some saying it's the right thing, and I think that confusion has maybe confused the public. It's very difficult to keep track of what the official line is.
By the way, has the president ever used the infestation metaphor before?
I believe this is a new one. You know, he's used language. Obviously, we've had the rapist and criminal stuff early in the campaign, and very animals about MS-13 members. But I think infestation is a new one.
And of course, once again, and this has come up repeatedly, is he merely referring to gang members, or is he referring just to anyone who crosses the border illegally?
Yeah, and I think in this tweet it seems more like he's referring to all immigrants in general. And, you know, also in tweets yesterday we had him talking about immigration from refugees from Africa and the Middle East and Asia to Germany as a problem along similar lines.
Let me ask you, put on your political hat here. Is this the president's Katrina? I kind of thought that metaphor, when I read it somewhere else, was maybe not appropriate. But certainly in terms of the buildup and how it's exploding, I guess there's a parallel.
You know, it's reminiscent to me of what happened after Charlottesville when there was a lot of backlash to the president, not just from Democrats, but also from Republicans. That was a big moment. There was, you know, that did bad things for the president's ratings. But eventually it sort of faded. So it's hard for me to know whether this will have a lasting mark or if it'll be sort of like that backlash.
Well, arguably people like Stephen Miller, Steve Bannon, they believe that this will somehow not only help the president encourage his base, but will be able to characterize those opposed as extremists who would let anybody in.
Yeah, I think Miller sees this as both a short-term thing and a long-term thing. I mean, in the long term, he thinks that border security is very important, and he wants to get people exercised in thinking about it. And so if this brings attention to it, that's a win for his long-term cause, even if there's a short-term political disadvantage.
All right, David A. Graham, The Atlantic, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Pleasure.